Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Summer is in full swing. I know sometimes you look up in the sky and go, really? But no, it is.
You're lying to us.
It's going to get here, man. You know what else is going to get here soon? Pain in the grass. That's when you definitely know summer's in full swing. Three big days. This is the biggest pain ever, man. White River Amphitheater, we got July 30th, Friday, August 2nd, Saturday, August 3rd. All 3 days jam-packed. We've got, oh, man, Disturbed. We've got Volbeat, Slipknot, Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson, Behemoth. I mean, what else? Steve, what? I mean, everybody.
You got it all, man. Great local bands like Superfecta, Woodshed,
yeah.
System 7. It's going to be a great time.
Tickets on sale as I'm speaking, LiveNation.com. Check out the Palace Law Premium Experience. That's where you get to be backstage. Get some great barbecue from Rolling Smokehouse. Rolling Smokehouse, yes, yep. Thank you. Beverages, plus, you know what? You might see some of us back there, too. When I'm drinking, I'm actually a nice guy. And bands sometimes will come out to acoustic performances. Some of the band members do interviews back there. The Palace Law Premium Experience is definitely premium. It is a good thing to check out. Either way, get your tickets now at LiveNation.com. All the info, KISW.com.
Let's play B Migs.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah.
To everybody, scream his name. B Migs. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B Migs, you're a loser.
It is time to beat Migs. It is time to turn down for Thursday.
Charge out for what?
That's what I'm talking about. Friday, June.
Yeah.
Woo!
The lesser Friday.
I like it.
But it's fine because we're so close to the weekend.
And I think a lot of people are like me. They cheat. They just start. They just start a little bit of fun and stay up a little later on Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You do your board gaming on Thursdays.
Yeah. If you got one eye closed on Friday, who cares?
Exactly. Yeah.
Running on fumes. It's okay.
Yeah. You just go home and then you'll take a nap and then go party some more on Friday.
That's what you got to do, man. That's what life is about, baby.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Mitch in Arlington. Mitch, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to check out Alice in Chains over at the Wamu Theater on September 20th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, they're available now at LiveNation.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Mitch will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Mitch, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
What talk show was on AMC immediately following the TV show The Walking Dead?
Fear the Walking Dead?
No.
Talking Dead.
Yes! Larry Holmes is the only man who knocked out whom in a heavyweight title fight?
Okay.
The color of the dots on a Wonder Bread bag are red, yellow, and what?
Blue.
Yes! Blue. What is the capital of British Columbia?
Pass.
Oh.
What is the number 20 written in Roman numerals?
XX.
Yes. Lambeau Field is the home for which NFL team?
Green Bay Packers.
Yes. Which U.S. state is the third largest state by land area?
California.
Yes. What is Peter Pan's fairy friend's name?
Tinkerbell.
Yes. Which musician had the 80s song Simply Irresistible and Addicted to Love?
Oh, pass.
What color is the can of the original flavored Pringles?
Red?
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct.
Ooh, Mitch, it's going to be close.
It will be very close.
Because I know Steve's going to get a couple that Mitch missed.
Exactly. But maybe he'll miss the ones that Mitch got correct, and then it'll come out and Mitch wins.
Yeah.
That's how it works. Kind of works. Yeah.
I mean, Mitch analysis.
I was about to say, because Mitch could win, he could lose, or maybe he could draw.
Yeah, that's exactly what could happen.
It's about all that can happen, right?
Thanks, buddy.
I'm pretty sure.
Now called win, lose, or draw.
No, that was a game that was on TV.
That's right.
Yeah, it was like basically what, Pictionary? I used to watch it.
Oh, that's right, because draw meant draw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never. Thanks, guys.
Steve, the two of you.
Oh, I got it.
Analysis
just dawned on me.
Yeah. Are you ready?
All right.
What talk show was on AMC immediately following the TV show The Walking Dead?
Talking Dead.
Yes. Larry Holmes is the only man who knocked out whom in a heavyweight title fight?
Muhammad Ali.
Yes. The color of the dots on a Wonder Bread bag are red, yellow, and what?
Blue.
Yes. What is the capital of British Columbia?
Ooh, I'm going to go Ottawa.
No.
Oh, wait. British Columbia. Vancouver.
No.
Kelowna.
No. How is the number 20 written in Roman numerals? No. How is the number 20 written in Roman numerals?
XX.
Yes. Lambeau Field is the home for which NFL
team? Green Bay Packers.
Yes. Which U.S. state is the third largest state by land area?
I'm going to go Hawaii.
No.
Alaska.
No.
Texas.
No.
Washington.
No. What is Peter Pan's fairy friend's name?
Tinkerbell.
Yes. Which musician had the 80s song Simply Irresistible and Addicted to Love?
Robert Palmer.
Yes. What color is the can of the original flavored Pringles?
Red.
Yes. And Steve, you win 8-7.
Oh, sorry, Mitch. It was a close one, buddy.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mitch didn't win.
No, he didn't.
And Steve is simply the best.
Yeah. Gotta give it to him today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Geography was your bane. You still won, but you didn't know the capital of British Columbia. Does anybody?
I don't.
Oh, Victoria.
Victoria.
Oh, Victoria. Everybody goes there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Never been there.
There's been a clipper and everything that goes there.
Yeah, you can take a boat from here and go right there.
Yeah.
Have you been there?
I haven't, but I hear it's awesome.
Yeah, I haven't been. I haven't been out of the country, so.
You've never been to Vancouver?
Never been to Vancouver.
You've never been to Canada?
Nope. Never had a reason.
Sounds like we need to make a road trip.
Oh. Okay. I have a passport, so I can do it.
Vancouver's an awesome city.
I've never been there either.
Ooh.
You've never been out of the country?
No.
You've never we got to do this.
Nope.
Gosh, wow.
Let's do it.
So
I'm not
planning
it.
Miggs leaves the country.
Let's do it.
I'm not planning it either.
Nope, not it.
Yeah. You should go to like a Canucks game or something.
Ooh.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, Vancouver, that'd be fun.
I love Vancouver. Vancouver's a great city.
Yeah, I've never been.
Yeah.
The other one you missed, actually, Mitch got correct. The U.S. state, which is the third largest state by land area, is California.
California is the place.
Thought it was Montana, but California just barely inches it out.
Oh, yeah. California, is the deal.
You don't realize how big it is. It's more long than girthy.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. It's not girthy, but it's long.
Said. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
Hey, guess what caller number 8 gets? Caller number 8 is going to get those Allison Chains tickets to the Wildwood Theater. Good for you. 206-421-ROCK. Caller number 8 is a winner. We have talked about this before. This is a thing where people start talking in foreign accents. There's another woman. Her name is Kate from Melbourne, Australia. She's got the hemiplegic migraines. And these kind of migraine headaches are so bad, it gives her a foreign accent syndrome.
Weird.
It's so bizarre. In 2015, she had to learn how to talk again after a brutal migraine, and her accent turned Canadian. This week, she's been speaking with an Irish accent.
About 5 days ago, my accent just changed, and I have no control over it whatsoever. It's called foreign accent syndrome. I've had it for a few years, and at the moment, I have this kind of Irish Celtic accent, and it just seems to be getting stronger and slightly stranger. Yeah, laugh along with me, because what else you're going to do?
Huh, that is so bizarre.
I mean, good for her for having at least a sense of humor about it.
Yeah. And for comparison, here's Kate a few weeks ago giving knitting instructions in her usual Australian accent.
So I have threaded a lifeline through all of the white stitches along here. Almost 600 stitches in this shawl. It's very, very big.
That's nuts. And she was, and she
what
had a Canadian.
Talking about again?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. And she had that whole Canadian accent working.
I wish we had audio of that one, too.
Damn, dude. Cool. That's so it's amazing what the brain will do. It just is amazing what can happen in the brain. The more and more I've been reading John Medina's book, Brain Rules, the more I realize, damn, dude, the brain is just nuts. It does. I mean, we just forget how much goes on up there, and that the slightest little thing that's off, all of a sudden, you're just doing this.
So my fear would be, though, if something like that happened to me, you've heard my accents.
Yes. Yeah.
They're red rotten. They're really bad. What if I get stuck talking like that?
Oh, just
with my way of doing an accent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be horrible.
Be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Like, everywhere we'd go, you'd have to pull aside anyone that doesn't know me and have to explain to them what's going on. Because they'd be like, why is this guy doing the world's worst Scottish accent?
Exactly. They'd be like, what the hell's wrong with him?
I'm like,
Oi!
This is how I talk now!
But how weird would it be if something happened to you and you actually did speak in a legitimate, really good accent that you never could do in real life?
Oh, that'd be so sick.
Then we'd actually know it's legit.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I feel like these people probably get a lot of, oh, you're faking it.
Oh, I bet they do.
Yeah, if I start doing a good accent, you know something happened to my brain.
Yeah.
That I got dropped on my head like the night before wrestling or something.
Yeah.
All right. Oh. Well, you get dropped on your head. Pick an accent that you have to speak for the rest of your life. A different accent.
Man.
Oh, yeah. Do it, Steve.
That's a tough one.
Because I'm like, I'm stuck between British and Irish. They're both so sexy.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I like the British accent.
I think I want to be a Southerner.
Southerner? Hey, y'all. Let's hear your Southern. Let's see how you do now. So
yeah,
we can
how
compare
you doing
later.
That now, Steve?
That way we can compare later.
I'm going to go on over and I'm about to go and have a shrimp
on
the barbie.
I like how you just started.
You just went to Australia. That's Australia. Super Southern,
he also
man.
Started playing a banjo. I don't know if you guys saw this, but he just started strumming a banjo.
Yeah. Oh, I was pulling out my guns because I'm from the South.
Oh.
Yosemite Sam style.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah. That's more Chicago gangster.
I can't do accents.
Y'all, we'll start with y'all.
Hey, y'all.
All right. How y'all doing?
Hey, y'all.
Come on, man. You got this.
Hey, okay. Partner.
I believe in you. Come on.
All right. All take a deep breath.
Hey, y'all. You want to come over to Danny's and watch some movies? And
That's just a deep thing, y'all.
Yeah,
if I start having an accent, then you know something is really
right.
wrong
we
with
do.
Me.
Yeah, so true.
I can never do an accent.
Yeah. So let's hope you get this migraine.
I don't want to do any of that.
Well, then you'll be more. My accents can help you on the show. See, that's the thing. It'll help you in your career. We got to get you these hemiglobins, whatever the hell they call them, hemifelix, I don't know what they are.
So it's the camp for the day that Steve gets his migraines and comes in only talking with his English accent.
Hello.
Would you like some coffee?
Oh, my God. First of all, they don't drink coffee. It's tea.
Yeah, but I drink coffee.
Oh. All right.
I'm not going to start drinking tea just because I have a English accent.
You never know.
If you started liking tea after that.
I don't hate tea.
Wouldn't that be weird? Like, if you start liking stuff you didn't like because your brain got hit, all of a sudden you want all these different things.
Huh.
That's nuts.
I'd go with Irish for sure.
You go Irish?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Every time I go to a bar and everyone just buys me drinks because they think I'm from Ireland, that'd be great.
Somebody says Migs with an Asian accent would be hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, that was my first thought was I think I'd want to go Japanese.
But could
I really think so?
How unfortunate would that be? Like, because people are like, "Are you trying to make fun of us?"
Right.
And it's just like, "No, I swear to God, this is I have headaches."
I'd feel bad for Sergeant Hair Club because he'd have to constantly he'd have to have a letter that he could just copy and paste, like, "Sir,
Steve is
not making fun of the Asian community.
he
had a migraine and now he thinks he's from Japan.
That's what it is." Oh, man. You'd be like J-Rock. You could be like J-Rock and you'd be the only white guy talking like me. You're actually born in an urban environment.
Who's J-Rock?
From Trailer Park Boys.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, gosh. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gosh. Yeah. No.
What if
I
you end up like him?
That road. No.
Yeah. Or whatever that movie was that had, which I think copied them anyway. The Streets of L.A., Jimmy Kennedy was in it. He basically played J-Rock. He was a white guy.
Yes.
Malibu's Most Wanted?
That's it, yeah.
Great movie.
Wow. Yeah. Well,
wow.
I'll tell you why. I think that movie totally stole from Trailer Park Boys, which is why. But, that'd be great if Steve just started coming in and all of a sudden you were like J-Rock and Malibu's Most Wanted.
Somebody says they like to see me in a Mexican accent.
Do it. Oh, that would be great.
Do it.
Dos Equis.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Dos Equis is the only thing he could think of.
If it makes you feel better, I can't speak English in a Mexican accent.
Huh?
Really?
Like, you know, if you heard my mom and my dad speak, they have the accent.
Yeah, they have an accent.
I can't do that unless I'm hanging out with my uncles and my, like, extended family for a long period of time. Then
that
I can
is
copy
so bizarre.
But I can't do it, especially not without swearing.
So let me ask you this, Vicky. I've asked this before, because Vicky's bilingual, if you don't know. I've asked this before. I've talked to people who are bilingual, and they say they have different personalities when they're speaking whatever language they're speaking. Do you think you're a different person when you're speaking Spanish?
I think so.
Wow, it's that's interesting. So weird.
Just like how I stand. How I actually say things, the inflection. I once I heard that, I started paying attention to that.
Yeah, because the brain book I'm reading talks about this stuff, man. It is just nuts what goes on in the brain. It's also nuts to see that pretty much the way we're raised is so bad for the brain. And the way we work, like the work conditions that we all have, the school conditions that we all have, massively bad for the brain. It's unbelievable. And this guy's written a book, and he's a guy, and nobody cares. Mm-hmm. It's really bizarre. It's like we are just...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wrecking ourselves and we didn't even know. So I think it's great that we're all still alive. We're all not killing each other, considering that we did the worst thing as being raised as kids for our brain, and also going to work the way we do is the worst thing for your brain. Like, we should be taking siestas.
Well, it's like that even when someone says, oh, go back to, I want to hear you with your old New York accent, which, I mean, every once in a while it pops out a little bit, but in order for me to have that accent again, I have to either curse or yell.
Yeah.
Be angry.
You got to get pissed. You're right.
So my wife's always like, hey, I want to hear the accent. I'm like, no. Like, you don't like it when I yell, and you don't like it when I curse. Like, this is not going to end well.
It's like that crazy guy that we played earlier.
Yes.
That's what you got to be.
Right.
And in Boston, I can't have this tone. I have got to raise my voice up to a bunch of octaves in order to get into Boston, because everyone is just basically speaking at a high pitch. Hey, what's wrong with you? What the hell is wrong with you? Ooh. What are you, stupid?
Oh, dear.
That was pretty much how I always spoke. Everybody speaks.
You sound like a cartoon character.
I know, and that's, kinda, yeah. That's us.
True story. That's how he speaks to us when the microphones are off.
What's wrong with you, Danny?
What are you, stupid?
What are you, a moron?
Yeah. With way more explicitives.
Yep.
Expletives would be the word, but
that's
what
I was almost for. There. He almost got
tracking.
There.
Thank you.
You know, Danny really, for his first language, he's really speaking English well.
He's trying.
Yeah.
We all are, actually.
First language, yes.
Yeah.
So we want to know what the name of that brain book is again.
It's called Brain Rules by Dr. John Medina. He's a guy, actually, who lives here in the Seattle area, and he's brilliant. The book is brilliant. Man, it's good stuff.
So it says Migs with a Russian accent would actually make sense. If he dies, he dies.
Well, you do that well.
Thank you.
Yeah, you really do that well.
I must break you.
Okay. You know.
Can we just have Steve do an accent a day?
Yeah. No. Do we really need that? I don't know if
yeah, we
need
do.
That. Do the Migs report in a different accent every day.
Every day. That would be great.
And that's what's up.
Yeah.
If that's what's up, that's what's up.
All right, you got that one done. There we go. There he is. Steve Migskovsky, is that what we're going to call you?
Sure.
Okay, sure, okay. I really thought you'd go for it. All right, fine. Steve Drago is probably what you want to be called. It is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is where you get to pick the topic. You get to guide the show. Hey, you can even do it in an accent if you want. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, we got your calls and texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW. 99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Listeners on the Loose, you're picking the topic. You're guiding the show. So whatever you want to talk about, man, this is your opportunity. But do remember, when you get on this phone, when you're on this radio, Steve has a rule.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we will have to hit that gong. And then bid you farewell.
Goodbye, old friend.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Oh, auf Wiedersehen. Oh, look at you. Yes. Look at you. Is that your German accent now?
Auf Wiedersehen.
Well, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Back to the drawing board.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Sam and Squim. Sam, you are on the Rock. Hello, Sam.
Ron.
Hey, buddy.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yep. Can you hear yourself?
I can now.
All right. There we go. That's all we need.
Hey, you were talking about toys that you had when you were a kid?
Yes.
I have still a Decepticon triple changer. It's the Scorpion City robot.
Oh, damn.
You were talking about it, so I was looking online, and I can't find that thing online to see even like how much it's worth. So I thought, hey, maybe somebody out there, maybe one of you guys might know.
I have no idea. The fact that you can't find it makes me think it must be worth something.
And you were talking about the Scorponok, right?
Yep. Like about 30-some years ago, I got it.
Yeah, I was looking it up on eBay, and, well, it's going anywhere between $100 and $350 on eBay for the old school one.
Well, there you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd get rid of it for that price. I mean, that's your childhood right there, buddy.
Nope, I'm keeping it. It's displayed in the garage.
I had the Transformer one that folded into a cassette deck. Remember that? And then, the cassette itself was also a little Transformer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Soundwave.
That's what it was called.
Right. Soundwave. Yes. Damn. Yeah, that's it. Soundwave. Good job, man.
Good memory.
Yeah. And are you OG, Sam? You're first generation?
Oh, yeah. First generation.
It's so funny. I have two friends of mine who, especially my buddy Josh, who is a huge Transformers fan. That missed me. I just was never the guy because I was just too old to care, but it was part of his childhood, your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously this dude's childhood. And, man, there are people, they just love it. And sometimes they get mad because they're only first generation. They don't like anything else beyond that sometimes.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's funny how, basically those cartoons back then, even for G.I. Joe, it was just a giant infomercial for them to sell you their damn toys.
Absolutely. That's all 80s cartoons.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Oh, dude, trust me. I helped take care of G.I. Joe for quite some time with the amount of toys I bought from there.
Yeah.
All of them. Anything that came out, I'm like, yep, need that. Kung Fu Action Grip. Awesome. Let's go. Gung Ho and his nice dress up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's what used to irritate me because I used to like to watch cartoons for entertainment, but I always thought when I was older, I was like, this is nothing but a commercial.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you guys didn't care.
It's like with the Ninja Turtles. Love the Ninja Turtles. Love the toys even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And that, if you go back and read some of the original Ninja Turtle stuff, it is nothing like what they became.
It is dark.
It's very, very dark.
Oh, yeah. The original comics, back in the day, they kill people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really kind of it was a cool book. But then all of a sudden, the idea of these teenage mutant Ninja Turtles, they realized people were like, hey, this is mass marketable, but you're going to have to make them less killy and more fun.
Yeah. Love that pizza, guys.
Yeah. Less killy, more pizza. Yeah. More April.
Down on the dark stuff.
Yeah.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. It's Listeners on the Loose. Ken in Tacoma, you are on the Rock.
What's going on, fine people?
Hey, Ken, what you got for us today, buddy?
So, in high school, my friend had didn't have a pool on top of their car. Instead, they took one of the blue tarps, laid it in the bed of a truck, a little bit of duct tape, and they had a mobile swimming pool.
Oh, I love that plan. And that's not, that's some weight when you think about it, because water is heavy.
Oh, yeah. And they might have backed it up to the track oval to root on their friend who was doing the high jump right by the high jump pit. And they might have had additional liquid refreshments in them to make it even more entertaining.
You know something? I have never seen that. I'm sure it's been done before, just what you said. I mean, but how cool would that be if somebody backs up their pickup truck pool? I mean, that to me is like, yes.
Where was this happening?
This is a rural southern Oregon.
Yeah.
So, I was about to say, man, I missed out on all the cool rural living things as a kid.
You did.
Growing up in the city.
Didn't.
Well, I guess, yeah. You know what?
Yeah, Ken? Really? He missed out on nothing?
Not so much. I mean, we had a lot of pickup trucks, a lot of shotgun racks with shotguns in them. So you missed that.
Yeah, I missed out on that as well.
Instead, you just threw lawn darts up in the air, Steve, and almost impaled yourself.
Tried to catch them in the dark.
That was beach living. That was one buddy.
Beach life, man. Represent.
City life wasn't nearly... I mean, I guess everything's relative. I thought it was boring because that's just all I knew, whereas probably someone that was living in the country would be like, oh, I'd love to live city life.
Oh, there was a lot of people that loved that. Yeah. My wife was a suburban kid, and she had cousins that were city kids. Mm-hmm. And they both actually... It's funny. The city kids came out and thought the suburbs were kind of boring.
Yeah.
They were.
Yeah. Unless, of course, you can be in a pickup truck pool. I mean, what city kid's not going to think that's cool?
Put me in water anywhere, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Mm.
206-421-ROCK.
What was
Texas.
That sound for?
Oh, it's just I realized something about Steve. I put him in water and he enjoys
hot tubs, like pools, or the floating in the float tank.
You just love, look at you, you're amphibious.
I love taking showers with the boys and the hockey.
Yeah.
It's men, but you know, that's what we call each other.
Yeah, boys. But yeah, I better say men, yeah. otherwise, we're going to have to Sandusky your ass off this show.
That's okay. Not what I'm talking about.
Okay, good. I just want to be careful.
We have a very important question that has to be answered, BJ.
Okay, don't forget 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Listeners on the loose, BJ, choose one. Twinkies or no-name cakes?
Oh, that's easy. If they had said choose Zingers or no-name cakes, that would be a tough one.
Oh.
Because I look, Twinkies are okay, but I think Hostess Zingers are better.
But they're like the wannabe Twinkies.
No, they're better than Twinkies. Okay. I think they have
the GoBots of the Twinkies.
No, they shouldn't be. They should be. And by the way, dear Rite Aid and Factoria, you stopped selling them, and they were always selling out, and you stopped selling them. I don't know why. When a product is good, because not only do they have the cream filling,
were they selling out because you were buying them all?
Maybe.
Okay.
But they were still selling out. But they've got the cake, plus they've got icing. So you've got the Twinkie with icing on it.
I need to try one.
Yeah, you're going with the extra on those. Those things are ridiculous.
You go with the yellow ones, not the devil food cake or the one that looks like raspberry.
The devil food cake aren't bad. I can't do the raspberry. Yeah, I'm going with the yellow, which is actually vanilla.
Oh, yeah, the vanilla ones are good.
But the no-name cake over a Zinger, that is a tough one. Oh, man. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say. No-name cakes are fresher. That's the so I'm going to have to go with no-name cake if I had to choose. And I love both, but... I mean, no-name cakes are awesome.
I was going to say, it'd be easier for you to pick which child you love more than it is for you to make this decision.
Yeah. And then you can put the no-name cakes in the fridge. Yeah, and
I haven't gotten to that point yet.
That's crazy.
They don't make it before. Yeah. They don't make it that long.
By the way, no-name cakes are only available in Mod Pizza. I'm serious. Even if you don't like pizza, walk in and get a no-name cake. They've got that beautiful just triangular display up by the register.
Who doesn't like pizza?
Well, in case you don't care about pizza.
Who doesn't care about pizza?
Who cares about pizza?
Yeah, you're right. But I mean, I want to feel
so attacked.
Are we glossing over the fact that you just referred to a display that just has a bunch of no-name cakes stacked on top of each other as this beautiful triangular shape?
It's exquisite. It's the best triangular shape that's ever... I mean...
It's just a bunch of no-name cakes stacked on top of each other.
With the beautiful silver packaging. The beautiful
tinfoil. No one's ever used tinfoil to display anything.
But not like this. This is beautiful tinfoil. Then they had the rainbow for the Pride Month. They really make it happen. Okay, the no-name cake is just the best thing ever made, ever.
It's up there, man. It's definitely great. In fact, Christopher writes and says, BJ, I finally tried Mod Pizza's no-name cake on your recommendation. It was as good as you said.
Oh, yeah.
I almost cried. It was that good.
I'm telling you. You know, my buddy Josh, he could be, you know what, when he brings the no-name cakes, like sometimes he'll bring some, he'll go, hey, we're at the place, and look what I got. And I'm like, you know, it's like, you're the best friend ever.
Yeah, I still think about the first time I ever tried one was with my buddy Tavis in his car. He's like, would you like one of these? And I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, what are you handing over?
What are you doing? What's this all about?
And he was like, just so emotionally invested in this damn no-name cake. And I finally tried it. I'm like, you got any more of those?
Yeah.
This is really good.
Yeah.
And that was a running joke whenever he used to live right by me, so he'd pick me up for Bruiser Brody shows, and he'd always have one in there in his car.
Oh, what a great guy.
Best friend ever, man.
Oh, yeah, we know.
Shout out to Tavis.
Tavis, you know what's up. Can I go with you and Tavis to somewhere? Because if he's going to bring no-name cakes, I'm going.
Someone says Danny just got triggered over pizza.
I really did.
That was funny.
I'm sorry. Like, I no-name cakes are great, but at the same time, have you ever tried the pizza at Mod Pizza?
I agree.
It's delicious.
You're really right, Danny. You're absolutely right. You never know. So there are some crazy people out there that may not like pizza. That's why I'm saying you crazy people still go in there and get the no-name. But you're right, Danny. Mod Pizza's awesome. You can make anything you want.
Someone says, I don't like pizza. I could go years without it, but Mod Pizza is damn good, and no-name cakes are delicious.
There we go, Danny. See? There's that one person.
Well, someone wants to know what the F of no-name cake is. It's basically a ding-dong, but...
better.
Yeah. It's a magical ding-dong.
Yeah. It's ding-dong the way you would make it if you could home make a ding-dong.
It's like the unicorn of ding-dongs.
Because we forget. You know, sometimes snack cakes, we forget that, sometimes a lot of snack cakes have so many chemicals in them. But to get something like that's what it used to be, and I think no-name cakes is what ding-dongs used to be, or ring-dings if you had Drake's snack cakes like we did on the East Coast. You know, that's what they used to be. That good. And then, you know, what happens over time, you know, whatever happens, just things aren't as good as they used to be. Not no-name cakes. They will be awesome forever. Yeah. You know, some people would say, could you do a whole break on no-name cakes? I would say yes.
Just did.
Yep. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in just saying, Danny, my girlfriend doesn't like pizza. It makes me sad that I can never get it.
I replied to that person and said, let's go together.
Oh, I was about to reply saying you need to dump her.
Oh, that too.
But yeah. That's a way better option.
Yeah, I mean,
well, hold on.
Two kinds
second,
of people.
Know. I mean, let me just say this texter. Sarah's a vegetarian, but J-Rubs has meat in the house all the time. I mean, why can't this guy have his pizza?
Exactly.
Well, how often are you having your pizza? Maybe you're going out to dinner, like at a date. And maybe she just doesn't feel like going to a pizza place.
Oh, you got
like pizza.
You got to go. How about get one that's got the pasta, maybe a salad?
Yeah, salad. It's delicious.
I mean, come on. You got to let you got pizza. It's just a God-given right.
Well, clearly she doesn't like fun if she doesn't like pizza.
Sure. That's true.
You know what? You know, I'm thinking maybe this texter needs to rethink things. I mean, before you say I do, maybe you got to look at pizza and go, no, I don't. I'm done.
I do if pizza is at our wedding.
Yeah.
And then go from there.
Wedding pizza instead of cake.
Who doesn't like tomato sauce and cheese? So she's probably done like spaghetti and stuff, right? I mean, that's all.
I have no idea, man.
Man, this girl. I'm not
very aware of her dietary issues.
Do you think maybe she's like a spy, like a sleeper agent or something?
No, I just think she doesn't like fun, like Steve says.
Yeah. I think we had to keep an eye on her. That's all I'm going to say. Do not fly list or something. I don't trust her. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So this is going back to no-name cakes.
Oh, are we really doing this? Okay, two breaks. Two breaks about Mod Pizza's no-name cakes.
You could ask for one out of their freezer. Also fantastic.
Oh, they keep them in the freezer? No, I've done fridge. I didn't do freeze. Okay, that's the next step. Next level.
So I said, Migs, do you remember interviewing Ichiro on your old show? And did he say, ride him, big cowboy, or am I crazy? No, we never got to interview Ichiro. We tried. And we got, actually, that's how we got banned from the Mariners clubhouse.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not the only one that the Mariners had a little problem with.
Oh, dude.
Okay, I feel good about that.
That was one of the, and they had every right to ban us. It was nothing like that we didn't, yeah. I can't really fight for our cause. And it wasn't even me. It was the guy, or Andy.
Yeah, good old Andy.
He always, I mean, I love the dude, but like sometimes he would just have these ideas and I'm like, man, I don't think this is going to be a good idea. So yeah. He just wanted to get an interview. Mainly he really just wanted to get an autograph from Ichiro because he was an autograph collector.
Okay.
So that was always awkward too. We'd go there, get to interview players, and sometimes he'd have stuff to get autographed. And I'm like, man. I feel like we're crossing a line.
I agree with you. Yeah.
And so we went, and this is at the height of the Mariners being like one of the best, well, the best team, the 116 win season.
Oh, you're talking 2001 back
then. And the Mariners were so cool, man. They were giving us all this access. Like, we got to go in the locker room and interview them before the games, after the games. Like, as a, you know, I wasn't a huge baseball fan, but I mean, when I was a kid, I was a massive baseball fan. So the idea of just being in that environment was still surreal to me. So he's like, I got an idea. We're going to get to interview Ichiro. And he's like, speaking of pizza, I heard Ichiro's favorite food is pizza, so we'll bring in a box of pizza.
Okay.
To the clubhouse for the interview. So now we're walking in with, like, legit reporters, and they're, like, you know, recorders. He's walking in with the pizza box.
Okay.
Trying to get the Ichiro to interview with us and offering him pizza. And as soon as their PR people caught wind of it, they're just like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wasn't going to be like, it's hidden. And I was like, I don't know. I guess this wasn't a good idea. And so they kick us out.
Oh, boy.
And I'll never forget, it's like out of, like, a really bad movie. We're sitting on, like, the steps outside of Safeco Field. Pizza, and we're eating the pizza. And I'm like, you really thought this was going to be a good idea? He's like, I thought for sure he was going to do the interview. Like, I knew this wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
Nobody ever brings food into a locker room trying to bribe players with interviews.
The baseball press is stodgy. I found that out the hard way, too. I think they're a little too stodgy, but, you know, again, that's sometimes the sport. Yeah, they're tough. They are tough.
They take it very serious.
You do things the wrong way, and I found out because you can't even go in looking like a fan.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah, you showed up in the jersey.
And I was like, see you later, pal. And I'm like, all right, I guess that's what's going to happen.
And we never got that interview with Ichiro.
Yeah. And he doesn't really, I mean, at the time, he didn't speak good English at all, if any English, yeah.
The interview would have had to have been done through a translator.
I don't know how good that would have been, but he just wanted the autograph.
Ding, ding, ding.
Dude, I got to tell you. It seems like Andy knew another guy that used to I work with who he would just do things to get stuff. And I'd like, I don't want to do this because I don't think it makes sense. Oh, no, it's the greatest thing in the world. And then I found out, oh, somebody got a pair of tickets to this or somebody got an autograph. Oh, that's why we did it. You know, it's like you can't be that guy.
And it was like a lot of times it was like cool opportunities, but then of course, like, you know, get an interview Pearl Jam, all of a sudden he shows up with a guitar in his
hand. You don't do that. No, like, you don't do that. Oh,
my favorite, God, though,
you don't do that.
My favorite, it was like Cal Ripken Jr. came in studio, baseball legend, right? And he was in town for a book signing, and it was a big deal that we were able to get the interview with him. So he shows up, and I told and I'm like, oh, we got Cal Ripken Jr. No way. I'm like, yeah, it's an awesome guest. It's a big get. This is going to be great. I show up the next day, and he comes in with a box.
No.
Of quite possibly 30 things to get signed.
No, he does not
do
that. So
picture, he wipes everything off of the consoles that are in the studio.
Oh,
just lines it all up.
Oh, God.
He's got multiple Sharpies.
God, what a...
I have Cal Ripken walks in.
Secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah. And Cal's just like, he gives the, what the F is going on?
I know. You know, I love Andy, too, but I would have conversations with him, and he would say things. I go, dude, what are you talking about? No, that's not what happens in life.
Everything was for an autograph.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Yeah.
There's a level of professionalism that you have to maintain with people, especially when they're bigger than you, and pretty much almost everybody that walks in the studio is bigger than me.
Yeah.
So you got to be professional.
Dude, I mean, but, you know, more often than not, everyone was cool about it, but it's the Cal Ripken one and the Ichiron, obviously. Those two, but I was just like, holy smokes. But then again, that was his obsession.
Dude, listen.
And his radio gig, in a weird way, was fueling this obsession of getting autographs. I mean, he was the dude that, and he would talk about it on the air, so I don't feel bad saying it, but I'll call him on the weekends and say, hey, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm heading over to the Hilton. I'm like, what are you going to do there? He goes, oh, that's where the Minnesota Twins are staying, and I got a bunch of stuff I need to get signed. And he would stand outside the hotels with everybody else.
That's nuts.
He had in his trunk just random 8x10s of random celebrities, just in case.
Freaking handy.
Yeah.
Honest to God. You and I haven't heard from him in ages. I wonder what he's doing. He's probably standing out somebody's hotel
right now. And I don't. Yeah, he's probably still autograph collecting. He's done with radio, but he's still autograph collecting.
Of course he is.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Yeah, you know, look, and we've known people that love autograph collecting, and Jim Norton's a guy that loves autograph collecting. I don't know if he's still doing it, but
he was a picture collector, Norton.
Yeah, that's what it was. He loved the pictures. Yeah, there was, you know, and I remember there was a broadcaster in Boston who was a TV guy, and they always make fun of him every time anybody would come into the booth for the Red Sox games because he'd always want to take pictures with everybody, and they'd make fun of him. Go, hey, look who's coming in today! Hey, you know what? You got your camera ready? I mean, they would just needle the hell out of him because he was that guy.
Yep.
I just couldn't be that guy. I just can't do it. I just can't do it because I want people to think that I'm a professional.
What's the weirdest thing you guys have ever gotten autographed?
Weirdest thing ever gotten autographed?
I've autographed some weird things, but I have not like ever had anything weird autographed. Because
I'm not an autograph collector, so yeah. I can't. I mean, ever since the Billy Joel incident, really, after that, I was always afraid to ask for autographs.
Same.
You know, Billy Joel told me to F off. I was a child.
At that point, I would always lose my autographs. And I was like, the weirdest one was Joel from Good Charlotte. And I didn't have anything else on me except for a $5 bill. So he signed it and looked at me in the weirdest way. And I was like, yeah, I'm kind of done. I'm done getting autographs ever again. So
I've got a bizarre autograph that I think that only people in Seattle will know. Because I have a Big Low, who is like Seattle's best sports fan. I have a Big Low action figure autographed by Big Low.
That's awesome. I keep that because I'm cool.
Because everybody comes in and goes, who's that guy? You know, and that's why I go, you don't understand. This guy's a legend in town.
My favorite, though, of all the... I remember asking Bobcat Goldthwait because I was such a big fan of Shakes the Clown, the movie. So I had it on DVD and I brought it in and had him autograph that. And he first gave me the look like, really? Of all my movies, this is the one?
That's the one.
I was like, yeah, dude, I could quote mine. I was like obsessed with that film. And that's so he signed it, but he signed it Hail Satan, Bobcat.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
so I still have that, even though I don't have a DVD player.
Wow. So, you got to keep that.
Yeah.
See, I don't really do the autograph thing, but my buddy does, and so one of our favorite things is coming up with interesting things to get signed. Like if you're meeting like a Marvel character, you want to bring like a shield or a hammer. But he was meeting Kristen Ritter, who did Jessica Jones.
Oh,
he's like,
okay.
I don't know what I can have her sign, and I'm like, dude. Bottle of whiskey.
Yes.
And he has that proudly displayed, and she thought it was cool.
That's very, very cool. That's the perfect thing to have her sign.
But I think that's like, if you're going to do the autograph thing, I think if you find something unique, go ahead of time, especially with the cons nowadays, you know you're going to go get an autograph, you have to pay in advance sometimes.
get something that's different.
Yeah, like if you put a smile on their face, yeah.
Yeah.
This section says Stone Cold Steve Austin signed an airplane barf bag for my wife.
That's amazing.
Badass. That's cool. That's very badass.
My favorite thing that I've had signed was when Nick Kroll came into studio. Him and John Mulaney have a bit called Too Much Tuna, where they play old guys who basically serve people too much tuna. It's a terrible, dumb bit, but it's really funny. I have a giant can of tuna that I had him sign.
Nice.
And he just signed it with, "You idiot, Nick Kroll."
Oh, that's totally Nick Kroll.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and it's like they're totally lying him. What they do with it, and it's in my little memorabilia room.
You like that more than your bacon drawing of Star Trek characters?
Actually, yes, just because of how weird it is. And I guess, the bacon drawing of John Cho, Alice Eve, and Simon Pegg is weird, too.
Yeah, Alice Eve wasn't too cool on that.
No.
She didn't go for that.
She's a real party pooper.
Though Will Wheaton and Felicia Day loved your bacon drawings of them.
Yeah, still got those, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Rev doesn't do that anymore. I remember when he used to bring the bacon drawings, and I wasn't sure how that was going to go with our guests.
Yeah, after the Star Trek one, it kind of, I was like, yeah, maybe this is a little too weird.
Yeah. You could tell the look on Simon's face, Simon Pegg, because he was our buddy of our show, really. But the other two, they were just stars in the movie, but they didn't really know us. And you could tell Simon was like, "Oh, guys, can you please be better behaved for my friends here on the radio?" Because both, John Cho was okay, but
he was fun.
Alice Eve was just, maybe she had a cold or something, but she just was like, "I don't want to be here."
Yeah, she has a cold all the time.
And you could look at Simon Pegg like, "God, lady, can you be nicer? These are friends of ours. These aren't just schmucks." And
we're schmucks.
Yeah, we are. All right, I have a big question that needs to be answered, guys. This may be the most important question that's ever been asked. What do Ryan Castle and a swinger have in common? Yeah, we need an answer to this. You're going to get it at 9:51 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and a swinger have in common?
I was actually having a swing set installed in my yard this weekend. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah. What are you guys talking about?
I think we're...
Oh, slinger.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you brought her, you slinger.
Oh, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Texts are coming in. They both have their ups and downs.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Migs' wife won't let him play with either one.
That's true.
And they both know how to party hard.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Well, we got this 52-year-old woman. She's in England. She's a swinger. This past weekend, she and her husband went to something called the Swingfields Festival, which calls itself Europe's biggest sex festival. Well, the woman brought her A-game because she really did a lot of stuff, man. Jelly wrestling, nude tug-of-war, and orgies.
Nude tug-of-war?
Yeah.
I hope they use a rope.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. This woman was getting after it so hard, she had a heart attack.
Yep.
Congratulations. One witness said, yeah, she was overdoing it at 52. But she survived. She's recovering. And, wow. But you know what? 700 swingers had to take a break, make sure she was okay.
What do you think that place smells like?
Teen spirit.
Funk.
It's muscle.
Funk.
Yeah. Ryan Castle, what does he smell like? Well, yeah.
Butterscotch.
About the same thing. Does have a morning 12-pack, though.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
I mean, I've done boudoir pictures.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Really?
Boudoir.
That too.
Can I get those?
Boudoir.
Yeah,
and I did see something. We had to adjust these pictures too because you can see some stuff.
It's called boudoir when dudes do it.
Oh, man. I should do that.
You should. Do a hockey one and do a wrestling one.
You should do a calendar.
Yes.
And just give it to my wife.
The calendar of Steve.
Dude, we'll give it to the Rockaholics.
Yeah, sell it on the
night. You know what? They'll be more impressed with me in a singlet than my wife.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll schedule usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney. and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually an interview that usually lasts about 30 minutes. We'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.